To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. Now, the Belfast City Councillor Jim Rogers has hit out at what he has called thugs who robbed an East Belfast shop twice in the space of 12 hours. The two robberies at a shop on the Albert Bridge Road are believed to have been carried out by the same two men. Councillor Rogers says the situation is getting worse and there are an average of 6 robberies a week in the area. We'll speak to Jim in just a moment. First Chief Superintendent Nigel Grimshaw with us. Nigel, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Do you reckon there is a gang targeting the area?
Well, I wouldn't like to go as far as that, Stephen, but clearly, you know, this type of incident where a particular premise has been targeted on 2 occasions within 24 hours, and indeed we saw a similar type incident in Belmont Road, you know, that's very, very concerning for me and very traumatic for the staff in those premises. And I can fully understand their concerns and the concerns of Councillor Rogers. At this stage, the investigations into those, both those incidents actually clearly are very much ongoing. And whilst obviously we look towards potential link, it is early days in those investigations and we'll have to see where those go.
So this particular shop premises, do you believe it was the same two men targeting them twice?
It certainly, in relation to the premises on the Albert Bridge Road, it certainly seems to be a distinct possibility, and that's a specific line of inquiry that we're following. And there's a number of avenues around that, including forensic evidence that will be pursued. So we'll have to see where it goes. But I suppose the bottom line is, what I want to do this morning is reassure the people of East Belfast that police are taking this very, very seriously indeed. But I would appeal to the public to help us. The key to this is to get information. Any information at all in relation to any suspicions that people have, of course, we need them to come forward and help us in order to crack this.
And is Councillor Rogers right in saying that there's an average of 6 robberies a week in the area?
Well, what we did see, Stephen, coming to the end of the last financial year, we'd seen an upturn in the number of robberies in East Belfast. Now, in real terms, by comparison to the previous year, that was about 10. But regardless, a robbery is a particularly traumatic event, whether it be a personal robbery on an individual or on a shop premises. And we therefore take it really, really seriously. And I can understand why people react and will have concern around that.
Any paramilitary involvement?
No, Stephen, I'm not going to go there. These are robberies in terms of local shops. As I said, our investigation is at an early days. And the bottom line is, it's criminality. We're looking to take criminals off the street.
It's terrifying for staff, isn't it? When someone comes in, be it a knife, any type of weapon, you know, you have someone there probably on minimum wage being threatened like that. Doesn't matter what they're on. It's terrifying.
Absolutely. People are going about their day-to-day business. They're serving people over a counter. That's not what they expect to be confronted with. And I can absolutely understand the concerns that they feel. But please, the people of East Belfast need to be reassured. We're looking at these crimes. We're prioritising our investigative resources towards that. We're working with local retailers on a regular basis, and we're meeting with them to try and provide further advice and information which can assist shopkeepers.
The best reassurance, Chief Superintendent, would be to catch more of these people.
It would be, and the key to that, Stephen, is to get information in from the public that we can deal with and go and identify the culprits and bring them before the courts, and that's what I want to do. But policing requires information. I need information which will help my detectives go out and catch these people. We've done that in the past. We will do it again. I understand the concerns about this, but we are prioritising our resources towards these investigations. And my hope is that we will get that breakthrough and be able to bring these people to justice.
Okay. Appreciate you coming on, Nigel.
Thank you.
Chief Superintendent Nigel Grimshaw. Jim Rogers listening to that. There's concern in the area, Jim.
Yes, there's very deep concern, and I'm not blaming the police, and neither is the wider community. Although we would like to see more neighbourhood patrols, and we know at the moment that's not possible because of the massive cutbacks that the police and other government departments have been suffering. But nevertheless, there's far too many robberies and muggings and burglaries in East Belfast, and I and my colleagues are greatly alarmed about it. Now, I have a meeting arranged this Wednesday with Chief Superintendent Nigel Grimshaw, the District Commander for the whole of Belfast, and we intend raising this issue, what can be done. And I too would appeal for anyone who knows who's been involved, not just the robberies on Friday night and also Saturday morning, but last week on the Belmont Road and the others that have taken place to assist the police with their inquiries. A little snippet of information might be enough to get the breakthrough, to bring the culprits to book, because that's what we need. These individuals who are responsible are involved, I believe, in a lot of these robberies. Some of them may have just been released from prison, and then you see an increase in this type of crime because they're back doing what they know best. But people say repeatedly, there's not enough foot patrols, there's not enough mobile patrols. I fully realise the police are absolutely stretched to the limit. East Belfast is a large area, but we're trying to bring inward investment, Stephen. We're trying to keep jobs. We're trying to ensure that these small shops are not forced to pull down the shutters, because our arterial routes have been decimated at the minute, not just in the east of the city, but throughout the length and breadth of Northern Ireland. So it's an issue we have got to address. I have the utmost confidence in Chief Superintendent Grimshaw. I know he's active. I know he's a hands-on chief. He wants to get things done, and he's pushing his officers all the way to try and make arrests in regards to what has been happening in East Belfast for far too long.